producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Sunday night, and it is Mark with you.
And Rich Paul.
We spent the first hour talking about, well, the bombing that went on in Afghanistan of the humanitarian hospital, Doctors Without Borders, by the United States government. And sort of juxtaposing that against the UCC shooter and how Barack Obama came out advocating essentially, he didn't say it, but he wants to have a national conversation about gun violence and what that means. And usually what that means, especially coming out of the mouths of Democrats, is that, well, they want to take away your gun rights, more of them. What we need is more checks. I was watching Meet the Press this week, and that's exactly what the Democrats on Meet the Press were saying.
Did they say who were writing those checks?
Certainly the gun manufacturers, is it? It's not like I trust Republicans either. I'm just saying I've been around this game long enough to know what the players are going to say. And so I think it's pretty silly that an organization can fail its way to more managerial power, because that's what they're asking for. The United States government is a service organization, albeit a service organization with a breathtaking brand loyalty. The way people just keep on wanting to turn more things over this organization that fails and fails and fails and fails and fails again. Fails so utterly that they're bombing Doctors Without Borders and then saying you're not responsible to figure out whether or not you should have a gun. They can't handle a smart bomb. They're too dumb for smart bombs.
Maybe they should let the bombs run the show.
We'd be better off. They just get the politicians out of there and let the bombs vote, because they won't vote for anything. Nothing is better than what we've got.
That's what makes me an anarchist. Nothing's better than what we've got.
Well, I think that term's bombastic, but I have some understanding of anarchist thought, and there's some good writers in there, some interesting stuff.
Well, you can handle my bombast, but don't let me get started on blank verse.
I don't know what that means.
Bombast and blank verse. It's a phrase from Shakespeare.
I got you. You do like to quote Shakespeare. So I've got another article here from the Free Thought Project. Apparently, in Bronx, New York, a mother is regretting the decision to call police to help her find her son last year after their visit landed the 24-year-old nonverbal autistic man in the hospital. Anna Baltazar, mother of Miguel Torrella, called 911 last year after her son went missing. Within the hour, the police had found Torrella. However, lacking the training and subsequent competence to deal with a nonverbal autistic person, the NYPD used the only resource they have to handle the situation, violence.
We're about to shoot him for his own protection.
When the police found him, he was scared, lost, walking down the street. Torrella was unable to communicate with the officers, apparently enraged them, and so one officer resorted to his taser. The police encountered Miguel on the street. He was lost. He can't communicate. They interpreted this as him being uncooperative, and they tasered him in order to bring him into custody. I want you to imagine what it might be like if you're, dealing with a nonverbal autistic person, and, that person doesn't have the same nuance, doesn't understand the nuances of modern society, right? Like, you're not allowed to pull away from a guy with one of these silly uniforms and the dumb hats with the sort of eight sides on them.
Mm-hmm.
What if Miguel was treating these people like strangers? which is what they were, ultimately. Right? They have a uniform that sort of suggests that they're not the same sort of stranger that other strangers are.
Yeah, I don't generally start when I see strangers and think about going somewhere else, but when I see a police uniform, I do.
So with this guy, I can imagine it's frustrating for the police officer. It frustrates me. It frustrates anybody dealing with people that are in these conditions. It's frustrating. The taser doesn't help. You have, so far, as I understand it, we have never managed to scare the bejesus out of a crazy person and make them act sane. It just doesn't work. This is one thing I tell my wife when she gets frustrated with me and treats me like I'm a dummy. You know, dumb people still don't appreciate it being treated like stupid people. Like, dumb people don't like it. Whether or not it's true, you don't get dumb people to be smart by treating them as though they are dumb. And so this is
of course, you don't get dumb people to be smart by treating them like they're smart either.
No, you don't.
You can't fix stupid.
You really can't. Ultimately, if you're dealing with a stupid person, you either need to learn patience or leave.
Yeah.
And one thing that should be pointed out is that there's all different types of intelligence, and people who are not so great at one thing may be really great at another. My wife is that never sees
172 needles.
What's that mean?
Did you see Rain Man?
Yeah, was it?
He was counting anything that he dropped. He was really good at something.
At some things. Well, my wife is frustrated that I can't find things in the kitchen. I literally attempt not to know where things are in the kitchen, just because, well, she moves them. At some point or another, she's going to change where she puts these things, so why should I learn where they are now? Nonetheless, this frustrates her to no end, and then she gets all upset. And I think that this is a reasonable comparison to what it might be like for police dealing with this guy with autism. And what they ended up doing is tasering him to the point that he ended up in the hospital, and they called Mama and said, hey, come get your kid. We found him for you. Tasered him and put him in the hospital. Now, it seems...
I shot your dog so we could bring him home easy.
he's in the trunk. Thanks for all your help, gentlemen. One of the problems is you're dealing with bureaucracy, right? Like, you call 911, you tell the 911 operator, my nonverbal autistic son has gone missing. Please tell the police to be on the lookout for him. Tell us where he is, and we will come get him for you so that you don't have to deal with him. We just want to know where he is. And then, of course, the police are saying, you got a nonverbal autistic, might be dangerous, running around Bronx. Go get him. And then they don't say anything about the parents or anything like that. So I'd say that you're lucky that the kid's alive at all after the run-in with the police. But... it's sadly what more and more people are learning around the United States and perhaps around the world, that the police are just bad people to deal with certain problems. If you got a mental health issue, that maybe it's not a good idea to call the police.
Nah, you're better off slinking off into the woods until you get a hold of yourself.
could be a long time for a lot of folks. I don't imagine this kid's going to be particularly high functioning, even with a five-year-old.
At least you won't get tased in the woods.
Talk to Matthew calling in from Arizona. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, can you hear me?
What's on your mind? Yep. What's on your mind, Matthew?
Hey, the other day I was leaving the airport after renting a car with a buddy of mine.
Okay.
And there was like a sheriff department vehicle there. And he followed me because, my buddy has a, windowless white construction van. Very typically a sketchy vehicle.
Yeah. I bet he gets a lot of jokes from friends, the pedophile van, that sort of thing, right?
Including me.
I mean, it's one of those types of vans. Sadly, a man, it's very difficult for a man to drive a van as sort of a primary mode of transportation without being just considered a weirdo. I don't know why it is. It's just a van.
Yeah. Anyway, I start driving down the road, and the sheriff department vehicle follows me.
Uh-huh.
He never pulls me over, but, I see people well speeding over the speed limit, and they blow past me, but he's still following only me.
How'd that make you feel?
Gas station. Oh, definitely intimidated. I always been very intimidated by police.
So you're going to pull into a gas station. I want to hear what happens next, Matthew.
Okay.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in about anything you want. But have you had a dealing with a mental health issue with law enforcement? I'd like to hear your story. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Money, power, and respect are all yours at CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com. Be seen as an industry leader. You can do it. The last application you filled out when it was time to hit submit, did your nerves spike? You didn't get the approval you seek, but there's a better way. We teach you exactly what to place into the right systems the right way the first time so you get approved. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many people will get cash on the spot. Use those two tools in your new corporate credit engine so you can walk into the bank and get your project funded today. It's all about today at CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com. Credit Success Secrets Revealed is explosive and ignites instant results. Dial 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719. Or just go to CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Talking about this situation where, well, family calls the police to help find their nonverbal autistic son who's gone It's kind of gotten away from the house. And
what could go wrong?
Yeah, right. The guy ends up tased and in the hospital. I think that that's a pretty good result for some of these stories I've seen.
Well, he survived.
Yeah. If you want to have a little more privacy when you're online, if you care about your privacy, you need to get ProXPN. It's a virtual private network that encrypts all of your online data before it even gets to your internet service provider. ProXPN does it all right, offering OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. They have apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, even Linux support. So setup's a cinch. Plus, unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. Now ProXPN has even more servers than ever before, giving you greater speed and security. They've also now integrated Nonkli.com to mask your emails. If you get a premium account, they accept credit card and even Bitcoin. You can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an account when you buy an annual account with our code FTL50. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. And now, to make the deal even better, if you use Bitcoin, you go to proxpn.com/amp. And you pay with Bitcoin, you get 2 years of the ProXPN service for only $49.95. So $5 of that goes to us in the AMP program to help Free Talk Live spread the ideas of liberty. It's a big savings for you, but only if you pay for with Bitcoin. You keep on hearing about our online privacy getting infringed. Well, go now to ProXPN.com. Use coupon code FTL50 to pay in cash or use Bitcoin at ProXPN.com/AMP and take advantage of a new AMP offer. Help spread the ideas of liberty and take back your privacy. Returning to Matthew in Arizona, who was picked up at the airport by a friend of his who happens to have a van, one of these vans that doesn't have a lot of windows in it. Suspicious. So he's leaving the airport in the van, and cops following him. There's people speeding past, and the police officer's just on his tail. And Matt, you just pulled into a gas station.
Yeah, so I pull into the gas station, and the cop doesn't pull on his lights or anything, get out of his vehicle or anything, but he stays in his car. And so I turn off my car so I don't look suspicious, and, you know, I act like I'm, you know, checking my Facebook or whatever.
Doing whatever you're doing.
Yeah, so that, you know, if he tries saying, oh, well, you're pulling in just to, like, evade somebody, he's like, oh, no, I got a, you know, text message, and I was doing the legal thing, got off the road, and, you know, not...
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. You get a text message, and, you know, if you need to respond to it, you better pull off the side of the road and get into a gas station. That's what we're told you're to do.
Yeah, so after 5 minutes, he finally takes off and leaves, so I take off as well and, you know, wait until he's out of sight and leave. And I just noticed, and I don't know if it's because I look like the quote-unquote stereotypical pothead. I've got shaggier hair, got a beard, I even have, like, a little Rasta yarmulke that I wear. So, but it's not just in Arizona that I've gotten pulled over like this. I've gotten pulled over in Michigan as well. And, like, I know you're not supposed to profile, or the cops aren't supposed to profile, but it's definitely become, like, very prominent. Like, I've never actually gotten a ticket in my life. Like I said, I'm extremely super afraid of cops because I don't want to get, you know, shot just for speeding. So, like, I don't even know, like, what to do to try and avoid these situations anymore because I'm getting pulled over, you know, every 6 months or so. Oh, you know, I followed you for 15 miles and you touched the middle line 3 times. Are you drunk? Like, that was literally one of the excuses I got one time when I was pulled over.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want my advice, it's going to sound very biased. My advice would be, look, I'm a convicted felon, and the worst kind of convicted felon. I'm a convicted murderer, and I don't have problems with the police at all. It's because I have a short-cropped haircut, and I don't have that look of somebody that they're going to want to have to give a problem to. I drive a Prius, or my wife's Prius. If not, I'm in the F-350. But, you know, either way, it's unlikely this guy's going to be an issue. Do cops profile? You're darn right. Human beings profile. It would be foolish for them not to profile. I'm don't think that it's, you know, it's just not that kind of world that we live in where people are not going to be profiled. If you want to, if you want the benefits that comes with sort of wearing the clothing of and having the haircut of a, you know, middle class or upper middle class human being, you need to look like one. If you want to go ahead and look like, you know, but a hippie or whatever, expect the police officers to treat you like one would be my thoughts. Rich, do you have something that might be nicer?
I don't know. I mean, to some extent, it depends on how you carry yourself. Cops are predators, and they smell fear.
Isn't everybody scared of one? Scared of them ultimately?
Well, I noticed a change. For example, when I was earning six figures, and I was working as a computer programmer, and I was driving around in a nice-ish car, I actually had hair down to my elbows, but they pretty much left me alone most of the time, and I think that was, I think part of the reason is because I dealt with them with a lot more confidence then. If they wrote me a ticket, it wasn't going to, you know, severely harm my life, whereas now if they write me a ticket, well, I'm just not going to pay it.
There's some study I saw, just speaking to what you're saying there, Rich, some study I saw that sort of looked at how men and women view, you know, the type of car that people drive and what the results are. And I can't quote it off the top of my head exactly what it was. It had something to do with parking spaces and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But the idea was is that somehow or another men are more hierarchically conscious. They understand who's above them. They understand who's below them. I would guess that police officers are more likely to be male, and therefore you would be able to use that information to sort of to your benefit if you understood it. So if you can communicate to the police officer that you are his social superior, then that would, in some cases, many cases, be a benefit to you.
I've found that can be helpful. Like when I was first here in Keene, and people didn't know, you know, who I was or that I was an activist or anything. There was a time behind the Ministry of Propaganda when a couple of friends of mine were sitting there, and they had a scale between them, and they had some weed in their pocket, and so if they'd gotten busted with the scale and the weed, it might have looked like they were selling. And you know, a cop had been called by a neighbor and told that we were smoking weed there. And when he showed up, I kind of went into suit mode,
yeah,
you know, and I, you know, kind of the attitude I would have had at a board meeting or something. And so I just walk right up to him with my hand out. Hey, how you doing? Rich Paul, what can I do to help you? You know, and refused to let him on the property, and he just kind of left because he didn't want to deal with me.
Matt, I want to get your reaction to this. We've talked you into the dirt. Hold on just a second, if you would, please.
Okay.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. What's the best way to deal with police?
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Rich Paul.
855-450-FREE. We're talking about, well, we're talking to Matthew, who, Matthew is, as his self-described, stereotypical pothead. And surprise, surprise, he and a friend were followed by a police officer yesterday or today or recently here. And they didn't get pulled over, but it got kind of intimidated enough to pull into a gas station and kind of wait for the guy to go away. And Matt's wondering why this keeps happening to him. And what I've said up to this point is that essentially, well, yes, police profile, and we all know that. It's essentially the cost of, well, choosing to look like a stereotypical pothead is the having to deal with police who want to find an easy mark for the next bust. So Matt, I've been frank with you. I think that the best way if you want to be left alone by these people is conduct yourself and look like the kind of person that they don't want to mess with. Matt, what are your thoughts?
Oh, all right. In my defense, like, right now I was working at a call center, so, normally I do the whole, certain tire thing.
What's that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I do the certain tire look. But, like, working in a call center and stuff, if you dress above your superiors, it sets, like, a really bad example, and then they have, like, really high expectations for you. Just getting out of work, don't really want to look, wearing what I normally would wear to work. So, usually outside of work, I dress incredibly presentable, what I was thinking was, after watching the Victimless Crimes free video, like, I've actually been incredibly inspired, and I've recommended that video to several of my friends to watch. Because
you see it at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Yes. So after watching that, like, I've realized just how unjust most of these police officers are, and, you know, not doing anything at all, and, you know, you're going to get crap. So even though I haven't actually had a confrontation with police since then, like, the whole time I'm sitting there waiting, I'm expecting them to come up and, like, tap on the window or something.
Sure.
And the reason I called was I had another instance today where, you know, it's football Sunday, so I was wearing my jersey and stuff and went up to the gas station to get a pop. So while I'm there, there's two cops that are just sitting there in the gas station parking lot just looking around. And, you know, I even turned on my cell phone, hit the record button, and just sat it on my, you know, seat, like, hey, you know, if something happens, you know, recorded everything around, like, hey, nothing's, I'm not doing anything, let's see if, you know, they actually come up. This time they didn't, but I don't know where I was.
You're never sure.
I apologize.
Yeah, Matt, better safe what about the haircut? I mean, what kind of haircut do you have?
Oh, I have a clean haircut. Are I sort of about every 2 weeks and get that all taken care of.
Okay. Because, you know, what I find that are sort of the tip-offs for police are, you know, the haircut. It's the type of car. I don't know specifically know what it is, you know, that they're looking for specifically as far as cars go. But they do. And you know, dress, the sort of garb that one is wearing. Garb, you know, different people can be wearing different things at different times, obviously. You know, the people working at Carrabba's are wearing ties, so a tie isn't always the thing that's going to get you out of stuff. I don't know. It can be a frustrating thing to deal with, but, you know, I have had very few run-ins with police, and I don't think there's any particularly good reason why it why that is, other than they just don't look at me as the kind of guy that they need to give trouble to. Matt, if you can,
you do look more like a murderer than a pot smoker.
It's me. People with my haircut, Matt. Thank you for the call. With my haircut, people are often you know, suggesting, people who don't know in the Liberty Movement are like, "Are you a cop?" You know, like,
that was my point.
Right. I've got a haircut that a police officer might wear. I've got, you know, short cropped hair that I do with the clippers at the house. I don't see any particular reason to pay somebody $20 to buzz my hair every couple of weeks like I when I know how to do it. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, why is it, Rich? Why is it that so many people have so much trouble? I'm not talking about driving while black. That's a, you know, that's a different thing that obviously you can't do anything about. Although one of my best friends in the world, he's I was best man at his wedding. He's black, and we would drive around all the time together, and there was never a problem.
Well, Chris Rock says it helps to have a white friend.
Having a white friend is helpful.
Chris Rock actually does a great video on how not to get beat up by police.
Yeah.
And that might be helpful or give you some ideas.
Isn't it just basically don't be rude to the police?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Don't be rude. Have a nice friend, or have a white friend. Turn that stuff off.
Yeah, turn off the music.
Yeah.
A variety of things, and all good advice. And
but he's
can go
so much funnier than I am.
Absolutely,
when he says
absolutely. Well, he just sounds funny the way he just his cadence of speaking. Nonetheless, going back to the story here from the Free Thought Project, where a nonverbal autistic man, 24 years old, wandered away from home. The mother and family called the police to help them find him. However, lacking in training and competence in dealing with you know, these kind of folks, turned out, well, guy ended up in the hospital, and the police found him, but they tased him. So instead of getting a call that the police found her son and that he's okay, the mother gets a call from the cops telling her that her son is in the hospital, and they had put him here. He hasn't been able to fall asleep in his own bed ever since. He's nervous. The family is now taking legal action, as none of the officers involved have ever been fired or even disciplined. They have filed a federal lawsuit against the NYPD alleging that police violated the civil rights of their son Miguel. I don't think police departments get a lot of training in dealing with people with mental health issues.
If any.
Yeah. I mean, there's a video that came out recently. It was essentially this PR guy. It's a comedy video. PR guy that goes into a SWAT team thing and just advising the guys, hey, you know how you could have a better presence in the community? Just stop shooting people's dogs. And just over and over again, like these guys that don't get it, that maybe one of the reasons why, the tide is turning against police. Now, people are calling it a war on police. Well, if it was a war, there'd be more casualties, and casualties are down among police. So I wouldn't say there's a war, but there's a PR war against police.
Well, there might be a war going on. I mean, citizens have only killed 40 police, but police have killed 1,000 of us this year, and that's an old number. That's a couple months old.
Yeah, and ultimately that's what I think that's what this PR battle's about. Is police don't get it. They say, well, we're dealing with criminals here. Well, Miguel wasn't a criminal. The Fluffy wasn't a criminal. When you've got a situation where cops are shooting a corgi, if you know what a corgi is, it's one of those little short-legged dogs that the queen has. The things are, these vicious animals are 12 inches at their ears, at the top of their pointy little ears, they're maybe 12 inches off the ground, shooting one while it's in a cage. I mean, this isn't protecting and serving. Somehow or another, other government bureaucrats in the form of postal workers have been managing to deal with people's dogs for decades without shooting them. Pepper spray is the worst that goes. So mace is the worst that goes on. And, maybe sometimes you got to mace a dog. I get it. But it's the actions that have occurred up to this point. It's not the thing that's being done tomorrow. It's the stuff that has happened. It's a preponderance of the crimes committed against the American people. And people are frustrated. How can we fix it? 855-450-3733. What's your solution? 855-453 Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life, Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running, from batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. It seems like, and lots of people agree, that there is a coming reckoning between sort of police and the citizens they serve. Now, I want this to end as well as possible. I want those that have sworn to protect us to,
protect us.
Well, yeah, I want the best results possible, right? But it change, especially when that change occurs with a government, often comes at high cost. Because governments are monopolies, because customer service isn't really their job, if a police officer provides bad customer service, you can't choose not to use that police department again as long as you're within the bounds of that city or municipality or wherever it is, because they are a governing body over that municipality. Any other, like you get bad service from your plumber, you get bad service from your cable company, you get bad service from whoever it is you're dealing with, and you can ultimately stop using them. But to stop using a police department, well, it's ludicrous. You can't.
You have to go to war with them.
You can't. I mean, you're still going to pay their paycheck. You have to stop. You have to have your house taken away from you by the property tax mechanism in your town is the only way you can stop funding them.
Or have a revolution.
It's right. And so far, that really hasn't happened in the United States. Thank goodness. I'm not looking for that. That's not what I'm looking for. What I'm looking for is a better solution to this quote-unquote war on cops that's going on. I'm not going to use that terminology in real life. I think that it's sort of ludicrous if there is a war on cops going on.
They're winning,
right? but I do think that there's been a bit of a sea change as far as how people feel that they're being served by their law enforcement agencies, and I'd like to see this get better. It's not going to get better unless the law enforcement agencies change. And they don't have any particular reason to change. They've got these unionized employees that are like, hey, we like the way we're doing things here. It's always been fine up to this point. What's the big deal? And, most of the captains and the management, they came up through the ranks, so they feel the same way. Ultimately, they feel protected by their municipality. This is the municipality's going to pay. It's not the police officer's going to pay. They've got this this qualified immunity that essentially means that as long as they're doing their job, as it's defined loosely, that they'll be covered. And that it's not going to have good results. If you remove the qualified immunity, I wonder what you'll get as far as service from the police, because it's probably they'll just say, we're not making calls anymore. They'll go on some kind of work slowdown for a long period of time and say, we're just not going out there to serve people because we don't feel protected by the law.
Well, that would be an improvement if they would just stay home and pick up their paychecks. They're still living off stolen money, but at least they're not hurting anybody.
I mean, you know, that may very well be the case. When you look at, say, Detroit, where they have, the police have stopped doing calls at certain times of the day. Basically, if it's, if it's not 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can't get service from them. Well, they've got these private protection agencies. And in the absence of police service, the private market has filled in the gaps. But I wouldn't call Detroit exactly a model of where I want to live. Let's see what...
Yet. Give it a few years, maybe it'll improve now that the cops are out of the game. Because Detroit police were... Oh, that department is a piece of work. I lived in Ann Arbor for a long time. I've seen Detroit cops clubbing deadheads for having beer at Grateful Dead shows. It's just Detroit cops were like the lowest of the low. They're as high as NYPD on the scum-o-meter, or they were when Detroit had cops. I don't know. I would imagine that their private protection agencies do much better.
Let's go to Dave calling in from Nevada. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
I'm sorry, Jay. Pardon me. Jay, yeah. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I think that you guys are kind of living in a different realm here. I don't know where you guys are coming from, but...
I'm coming from New Hampshire.
Okay, that may be why, on the liberal coast over there, but... for all you
wait a second. I don't know that you know that much about New Hampshire. We've got a Republican, the Republican state house at this point. Okay. I think the Senate too.
Regardless, if you had to,
well, if you're going to pop out with some kind of pre-contrived notion about what it's like here, I'm just going to let you know that it's not true.
Okay. Well, the pre-contrived—that's kind of from you calling the kettle black, because you guys are painting this broad picture of law enforcement in this country based off of absolutely no experience. Do you guys want to experience it?
Which experience
you
do
you know how I spent my last couple of years, bro?
Jump in a cop car and go out and see what you guys are actually talking about, because you guys are just coming across very, very ignorant.
Okay, well, Ian, our main host, has done some ride-alongs. I've been arrested before, as has Rich Paul. I mean, we have some experience with the police.
Yeah,
so.
I've spent a couple of years in jail. I think I know all I need to know about the police.
You guys got two guys that are running their mouths that have been on the opposite end of the friggin' law enforcement spectrum. So, you guys don't have any bias here, right?
Well, on the opposite end of the spectrum, yes, we're civilians. We're the people who are supposed to
civilian.
Be being protected.
Wait a second, I'm not a civilian. I'm a firefighter. I spent this week dealing with a situation with the police where a guy had his car flipped over. So, I mean, I think I'm also on both sides of these scenarios. What have I said that sounds anti-police to you?
Well, when you're talking about how the people are rising up and all this, I mean, everything you guys are saying is way off base. I mean, as
police
like,
are talking
really
about
are,
police unions are releasing press releases about a war on cops. I'm simply speaking to that.
You're simply speaking to what?
The fact that police unions and policing organizations are talking about a war on cops. They're talking about
guys,
it.
Are you guys
I'm commenting
you guys,
on it.
Okay, are you aware of any of the line of duty deaths that happened in August and September?
There have been 40 deaths of police officers so far this year.
But only 20 of them were having to do with being shot at.
Yeah, 20 of them were homicides, and meanwhile they've killed 1,000 of us. So really, okay, to say it's
a
war on
us, cops. What do you mean us? You mean other jailbirds? Is that what you mean, us?
By us, I mean the civilians who pay their salaries, sir.
Okay, so us is, you were the one that just said that you were the one that spent a couple of years in jail, right? So the
weed. In other words, I never hurt anybody, which is a lot more than the pigs who busted me can say.
You never hurt anybody? Have you ever seen any kids get ejected out of a burning vehicle, Mr. Fireman, on the other end, from somebody that was driving DUI on marijuana? You never heard anybody, huh?
Actually, dude, if you'll read up on your research, you'll find that they just did a study on driving on marijuana, and it does not impair your ability to operate a motor vehicle. So perhaps you should study something, sir.
He's hung up on you. I think that enough marijuana will cause somebody to, to be impaired. There are.
Oh, they'd be unable to drive. They just wouldn't try past a certain point. Couch lock prevents it.
But to suggest that a drug dealer is responsible for an automobile accident would suggest that a liquor store is also responsible for an automobile accident if it was done by a drunk driver.
Oh, absolutely.
But the
study was actually very good. I'm going to have to bring that in next time I'm on the air.
I think the most telling statistics about violence by police against citizens is that during the month of March, there were more killings of police by citizens. Than there were in Great Britain, in the United States, than there were in Great Britain in the 20th century. Yes, there's a difference in the size of Great Britain and the United States, but the difference between 1 month and
a
100 years, it's phenomenal. Let's go to Ralph calling in from New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how are you, my dear man?
All is well, sir. And you?
Well, okay, yes. The calm before the storm, so to speak. Now, the problem with white liberal guilt and
white liberal guilt.
That's right. There you go. See? The thing about now.
I never think of myself as liberal, but hold on. Hold the line, Ralph. Just hold on. Hold on.
Libertarianism.
Okay. Hold on. 855-450-3733. Ralph's going to get us. 855-450-FREE. Call in. What do you think about police violence in America?
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com. If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.